An Australian company is starting clinical trials this month for a COVID-19 breath test. At least two companies in Australia have developed breath tests for non-invasive rapid virus detection. Queensland's Examen Holdings Managing Director Colin Hickey said his breath test worked for all known coronavirus variants. And Colin joins me on the phone this afternoon. Thank you for your time, Colin.
That's all right. Thanks very much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, let me say, you have said that the breath test, it works for all known coronavirus variants. How long has this been in the planning, Colin?
2 years now.
Okay. Why has it taken so long to come to fruition for you?
It's, I guess basically it's a very complex process and it has not been done before. So we're doing something that's brand new. There is no whiteboard to go off. So we had to start from
scratch,
from the very beginning. Yep.
Tell me more about it. How does it work?
We use an electronic biosensor, which is quite a complex little device. So we call it a quantum tunneling chip that has multiple tunnels within this tiny little chip. Those tunnels have an attractive thing called an aptamer in those tunnels, as well as some other little tricks we put in there to attract the virus. Now, the reason that it's looking for a particular virus is the particular aptamer we put into the chip. So the virus actually tries to bind to the aptamer, and when it does that, we get a voltage. We read that voltage, and it gives us an actual count of the number of viruses that we see present.
And how would I take a test with this breathalyzer?
It's simply a 5-minute blow into the device, and that's all you got to do. The device then runs a constant data set that is reading what's going on and then produces a QR code to the screen on the front of the device. You scan the code and that's your result is in the code.
Do you see these breathalyzers being sold to everyday Australians, or is this going to be used in clinical practices?
At this stage, we see it as a clinical practice type device or people that at least have been trained in the use of the device. It is a Class 3 medical device, so it has to be used in accordance with that.
Are these units expensive to manufacture?
No. Once we go into manufacturing en masse, we'll be cheaper than a RAT test and any other test that's available at the moment.
And where are you on the process of getting approval for this breathalyzer? As in Australia, obviously, we found out things can take a long time and there's a lot of red tape that you have to cut through.
Yeah, that's right. It tends to be quite slow in Australia, but that depends, I guess, on the political push at the end of the day. We are going to complete our clinical trials, by the end of February. As soon as we've completed those trials successfully, which we're very confident of, we'll be making emergency use approval for the FDA in the US. We expect that will take about 8 weeks to get approval. Once we have that, that automatically gets us into a number of other countries and we can begin manufacturing at that stage.
When do you see the breathalyzer being available to be used for the general public?
We're hoping sometime in May.
Okay.
We'll be able to do that.
So that's not too far away. So this is good, is it not, for children as well? Because the test is a non-invasive test. You don't have to stick anything up your nose or down the back of your throat.
That's right. It's a completely painless test. So there's no problem with scaring the children off and so forth. There's no pain involved. It's as simple as just breathing.
And the accuracy of the results of the tests, what have you done, what have you got so far?
98% accurate.
Which is pretty good, isn't it?
It's very good. It's as good as anything else that can do it. And that's been not just a guess. We've been in the lab testing now for nearly the whole 2 years.
And will this tell you, is it smart enough to tell you what particular variant you've got? I mean, do you have Delta? Do you have Omicron? Do you have BA2? Is it designed to do that or not?
At this stage, we don't see any need to identify the particular variant, although we could do that. We've simply changed the codings to grab every variant so we know that we've got COVID. However, it's not a one-trick device. We can also detect flu or Zika virus or any other virus that we choose to do.
So will this be used like, I suppose, can I use an example of a police breathalyzer on the side of the road? Is that how it could be used as well for people at large numbers when they turn up to testing tents, as we've seen with the PCR tests?
Yeah, absolutely. It really is designed for an instant answer. So we get an answer in a minute or less, so that we can, if you were boarding a bus to go to a mining site, etc., then you could be tested as you're getting on there without a big delay, and the answer's right then.
When you have it up and running and these are being manufactured, will they eventually get to the stage where small business owners could buy one for their business? I'm thinking in a restaurant environment or a cafe environment, you could test patrons as they come in very quickly.
Yes, you could. You could. We could see eventually down the track that that would be a possibility, yes.
And do you have a cost per unit in the back of your mind as to what people might be paying for something like this further down the track?
We haven't nailed that down entirely, but we do know that we're going to be coming in much less than the average RAT test, and certainly much less than a PCR test. Without saying that we are going to replace a PCR test, we see this as a pre-screen device,
right,
in some respects, that we're going to know straight away. If somebody is really suspiciously infected, then they would probably have to have further tests or be isolated.
All right, Colin, thank you for spending the time with us this afternoon. Fascinating. Congratulations on what you've done and the best of luck fighting through that red tape so that you can get it up and running by May this year.
We certainly hope we can, because that's the only thing that holds us up now.
That's life, Colin, isn't it?
It is indeed. Thank you for giving me the time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much. That's Colin Hickey from Examine Holdings. He's the managing director. There you go. It will be supposedly available in May. Great idea, and particularly for youngsters. You don't have to stick a swab up the nose or down the throat. It's just instantaneous as well, with accuracy of 98%.